In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Again, we are discussing the starting points of preaching. We gave you two main points. You can open the discussion with any non-believer by the creation subject or the corruption subject. And today we are giving you a new subject of love. Everybody loves to speak about love, and especially the young age or the youth. So love is the common subject of discussion, and by this subject we can go deeper to reveal the message of salvation. You know, you can tell anybody why you say you love this man or you don't love him. Why do you mean exactly by love? Is it kind of emotions? Is it kind of relationship? Is it kind of commitment? Is it kind of thought, focusing on somebody? So you can start by the philosophy or the meaning of love. And by doing so, we can, you know, define love differently. And as Christian, you can say, for me, I don't believe in this kind of love of emotions. I believe in love as love of a being. I mean, love is not kind of heart feelings or just so kind of thoughts. It's complete giving of one's life to other. And so this is the meaning of love written in the Bible. God is love. God gave his life to us because he is love. And this is the kind of Christian love we proclaim. So we can start by any kind of love people will speak about, to the Christian kind of love, which is unconditioned, which is eternal, which is always related to God's love. You can say, I wish always that love never ends and love never changes. And this is, you know, the verse written in his epistle. St. Paul said in Corinthians chapter 13, love never ends. So by saying so, many non-believers will think it properly that this kind of love we really need. You can also say that love of man is always limited, because even the love of a father or a mother or a wife or a daughter is always related to their life, their limitations, their attitude, and they can differ in their giving love from time to time. But actually, all of us need this kind of stable love, which can never change by circumstances or by time or by aging or by even my mistakes. I need this kind of unconditioned love, which I can never get from anybody on earth. By saying so, usually we can jump to the idea of God is the source of love. He is the one who can love me all the time, even if I'm bad, if I'm living a bad life, he still loves me because God is love. You know, by saying so, it does not mean that God will accept me living this life. By his love, he is pushing me to live a better life, but still he is giving me the free will to live whatever life I like. So love subject is a common subject to be opened in order to deliver the message of God is love, or God is the Savior. You can say that I need such a guy who loved me whatever I do, whatever I'm bad, and even this guy, I don't like him to die or to change, and this is not available in the whole world. So as a man, I need God's love. I will never be satisfied by anybody's love but God's love. Also, by speaking about this kind of pure love, we will jump to the eternal love. That love on earth is always limited to conditions. But we all are longing to the eternal love, because this kind of love never ends. It's not available here on earth. Also, you can tell whoever speaking to you that I myself touch the love of God through praying. I can touch the love of God through meditations. I can see His love to me through the events happening to me. I can enjoy His love through my family and in my church. I can see His love in the Bible. So by the subject of love, you can point at many Christian aspects of life, and you can help the non-believer to start going deeper into the message you want to deliver. Also, by saying God is love, you can add the idea of incarnation. Because God loves man, God should come to man, should speak to man, should touch his suffering and pains, should deal with his problem. That's why we believe in God as incarnated. Because if he is really full of love, he shouldn't leave us living on earth in this kind of tribulation and suffering, and he enjoys his heaven. So we believe in God who loved man and became man to suffer with man, and also to give him salvation, to die on the cross, to give up the eternal life. He may ask, how can I enjoy such love? Do you really enjoy the relationship with the Lord? What kind of worshipping you live, your religion? So we always think of Christian worship as a kind of loving relationship. So I will speak to this non-believer saying, He is my Father. He is the kindest Father I ever see. He accepts me whatever I'm doing. I can go back to Him even in a very bad way, just to tell Him, please forgive me, and I'm sure that He will forgive me. Also, I'm living my life happily because He is always covering my needs. He is there for me. He is carrying me in my problems. He is caring for all the family, my family, and who I love. So by saying so, you express your real personal relationship with God as God is love. Also, by saying God is love, we will push anybody to speak to Him. You can tell the non-believer, why don't you pray and ask God if He is there? He showed you His love. You just ask Him, please God, if you are there, I need your love. Remember always that all human beings are lacking love. They need more love than they have, and they are always afraid of losing the love available from the family, the friends, the partners. They know quite well that this love will never continue forever, and they always conditioned love. Also, by saying God is love, I will say that this is the revelation given in the Bible. God is love is not an idea. I made it, but this is the revelation given to human beings by the Holy Spirit as Christians believe. So by saying so, I'm putting the truth and the basics of all truth, that God is love. So this is another subject that we can use in starting the discussion with any non-believer. Glory to God. Amen.